Do you think we should sacrifice the PFD to balance the state budget, or would you rather pay an income tax every year?
With the fall of oil prices, the state of Alaska is sinking farther and farther in the debt, and two possible solutions are using money on the PFD and the creating of an income tax.
One option for resolving the deficit is to create some sort of state income tax. Some Alaskan leaders think that creating an annual 35% tax on the PFD would be an effective way to help Alaska in its $4 billion budget deficit.
Kurt Olson, a Republican state legislator from Soldotna, proposed this bill. The idea behind the bill is that by taxing the dividend instead of people's income, everyone is getting taxed the same for the free money instead of the money they worked hard to earn.
On the other hand, if funds from the permanent fund are used, the state debt could be eliminated in short term. Currently, the Alaska Permanent Fund includes assets of more than $50 billion in cash money, stocks, real estate, and other alternatives.
Our group put together some questions about the issue. Do you think we should sacrifice the PFD to balance the state budget, or would you rather pay an income tax every year?
Glenn Gardner Jr., Sandpoint City Mayor, responded to our question by explaining that he saw two viable solutions, capping the PFD and instituting a state income tax. Mayor Gardner explained the original intent of the permanent fund was to be a rainy day fund for this type of purpose. I believe we have to take this approach because we will not be able to cover the deficit with an income tax alone, and we can only do so many budget cuts before we do not have any services at all.
Jerry Nyberg, a long-term teacher at Sandpoint School, said we should sacrifice the PFD because it would be less money being taken away from the residents than an annual state income tax.
Another Sandpoint City resident, who wished to be unnamed, said no to sacrificing the PFD and also disapproved of the idea of an income tax.
One local fisherman, Alan Lalick, said, "Think of all the money that is made here that leaves Alaska. It is a huge chunk of our income. If we get a tax, it needs to be put on everyone who works here, not just the residents." Neil Rickman, another local fisherman, argued, "I would rather have an income tax that benefits everyone rather than just cutting the PFD. Too many people in the bush depend on it, and a tax would spread the burden to everyone."
We also contacted Laura Atchey, Director of Communications at the Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation. Even though she could not comment directly on the issue, she informed us that she was involved in legislative discussions regarding the PFD and state budget deficit.
"We feel that Alaska needs to focus on its priorities. The budget needs to be balanced. In the short term, lowering the PFD provides a temporary solution to this problem. In the long term, creating an income tax on all the income made in Alaska, even the income of seasonal workers like fishermen, provides a sustainable and fair solution to managing the state budget."
This is Joshua Sills.
This is Johnny Pilcher.
And this is Emily Vos reporting from Sandpoint School in Sandpoint, Alaska for KSDP 830 AM.